Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I am here to start a spiritual revolution. And I see that many of you are here with me too, so you understand what I'm saying and what this is all about. This is a spiritual revolution kind of show, because we need to shake the world up and bring things together and bring people to higher states of consciousness and allow our vibrations to stay high and rise high and be at that state of consciousness. So we say, thank you, God. Thank you. We're so grateful for allowing us to have this day. Well, all of you who have been hanging out with me for a while know that I am a strong believer in prayer, and so we want to get this revolution started. Any good revolution has to have a spiritual base and a spiritual thing, and we know that we are being governed and being orchestrated by the power of the bee. Although we understand that we are one with God, but we know there is a supreme being that controls the whole universe and the destiny of this universe, and we are now making honor and gratitude to that spiritual being that runs the whole show, okay? And we know that he has many assistants, so we just say thank you. So, beloved, mighty I Am present this day, we give gratitude and we give thanks for such a wonderful and marvelous day that you have allowed us to have another opportunity to come back, another week to come back to be able to be here and to be able to share with these beloved and beautiful souls. I say thank you, God. Thank you. I am just so grateful to be able to be here in the presence of these mighty and miracle special people that listen to this show every week. And some of these people are so faithful. They have not missed a show just about. They tune in all the time, and I am so grateful for them. They have no idea how grateful I am that they do this, because that is my backbone. They are the ones that help see me through. They see in my eyes and my heart. And so they help me, and they let me know when something's wrong, and they'll let me know when I did something wrong. So thank you, beloved ones, for all of you who are there and are got my back. I thank God for you, and I thank you, God, that you keep them in safe homage and keep them in divine protection. I pray, God, that you put each one of my listeners today in the white light of protection, from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. Wrap them in that white light and give them the divine blessing and divine protection that they need to be able to go through this world and through all the challenges there, that you cleanse the path and that you keep them going as this week goes on, that you will continue to bless them, continue to give them everything they need in their lives, God, that you will open them up and allow their ears, allow their spiritual insight to be able to come alive today, to be able to hear the message that's needed to be heard, that we know, God, that everyone is here by divine appointment and that you have orchestrated everything. So we are just here to be here to do what we need to do. God, I thank you for using me as a vessel. And that is all that I desire to do, God, to be your vessel, to be able to bring the word to these beloved and beautiful spirits, to be able to give them opportunity to raise their consciousness and keep their consciousness at high and positive level to be able to go and make it through another week. I say thank you, God. So I say, God, all of you, God, all of you and none of me, just take my personality out of the way, take my picture out of the way, and allow your energy to flow through me. I thank you, God, that I've become an open today to be able to allow things to flow through me and do as it is needed to be done. So I say thank you again. I am so, so, so grateful, and so it is. Amen. Well, beloved ones, I want to take time to welcome you again, all my old listeners, my faithful people. I say thank you, all the new ones who have tuned in because someone told you about the show. Somebody said, hey, you got to go listen to that minister. He's talking about something different and something not the same. This is not a traditional church ministry here, guys. So if you tune in thinking that you're going to hear some fire and brimstone kind of stuff going on today, that ain't what's happening here. We don't talk about no hell and the devil and all that kind of stuff. We don't do that here at the Holistic Minister. This is a message about spiritual enlightenment and spiritual advancement and moving you to a higher state of consciousness and higher states of awareness. That is the purpose of this ministry. I apologize I do not apologize in any way for anyone who may see it to be different, because that is not what it is. And, you know, I know this message is not for everyone, and I understand that too. But even if you don't feel it's for you, stick around and listen. You may realize that something begin to happen to you and you begin to open up a little bit, and Spirit will begin to bring you a message that you need to be able to hear and to be able to listen. Because if not, Spirit wouldn't even have you tune in if you were not time for you to be open up and to be wake up. So a lot of times, a lot of these shows, I have to do waking up. I have wake people up to who and to whom they are, and so they can see and begin to go down the path that's for their highest good, because that is the purpose of why we are here today. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I do not take it for granted at all, beloved one, that you are here. I do know for a fact that you could be doing something else, and this is a holiday weekend, so a lot of people are out and about, and some people won't listen to the show till later on, and I welcome you too, late listeners, to tune in and become part of this. I understand some of you spend time with your family and doing things with your family, and I understand that, and that's a beautiful thing. But for all of us who are here to hear the message and to allow the message to come through, I say thank you again, and I'm just so grateful for that to be here. I'm truly believing that everyone that was here is here by divine appointment. There's no doubt in my mind. If you tuned into this frequency, then you are here by divine appointment, beloved one, because this is not your average kind of run-of-a-mill kind of ministry here. So if you tune in, that means that God wants you to tune in. So I say you sit back, relax, and allow the words that you heard to penetrate your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Now, what I always suggest you do, and I want you to take a moment to go get you a pen and some paper, because what I'm going to share with you that you may want to take down some notes, because we said some things here that you ain't going to hear no other radio show, no TV show neither, because we talk about some things here that are very deep and profound, and things that is going to be for your highest good. So you may want to remember them down, although you can always go back and listen to the show. But if you have them fresh right there in front of you, that's going to make a big difference in what you retain. So, let's get started and see what Spirit has in store for us today. Someone's calling, but they're not going to be able to get me today because I'm in the midst of doing the show. So sorry, folks, that's not happening. So I say thank you, God, for allowing that wonderful call. That was my beloved and dear sister who was trying to reach me, but she had to go on, and I sent her an email. So I don't know what her problem is. She's so persistent. So persistent. Anyway, I'm doing the show. I'm doing my show right now, so I can't talk to you right now, okay?
Okay.
Whew, gosh, man. I mean, you guys have sisters and brothers and some of the ones that just won't give you a break and want to make sure that you are attentive to them. I love my sister. She's the dearest and sweetest thing on the planet. But sometimes that girl can be a piece of work. But I love her. But okay, beloved one, excuse me. I apologize for that. But she was so insistent, she called both of my phones. I got two telephones, and she just insisted on getting through. So what we're going to do today, we're going to move forward, and we're going to talk about some things that's going to be really unique. And you know what? This show, beloved one, I want to really just allow Spirit to come in and to just really begin to just to take over and do what it – not that I can stop it anyway. But, you know, I'm really going to allow Spirit to have its way on this show and be able to do what is needed. I didn't do a whole lot of preparation because I wanted to leave myself open as a clear channel to be able to allow Spirit to be able to come in and to be able to do what it needs to do in order to be able to get to the next level. So I say thank you, Spirit, for showing up today, and thank you for just coming in and doing your thing. So this is your show. You do what you want to do with it. I'm just here to be an open channel and to listen to, you know, what's going on and how to do it. So, you know, the teaching me, all you've been listening, you know the teaching me about to come out now, because I like to talk about what I did last week, and because I think that it's so important, especially this week, because the show today is going to really be a carryover from last week's show, okay? And it's going to really, really, really be going to go into the next phase of the show and sort of be able to give you some insight. Last week talked about how to develop and maintain a prosperity conscious part 2. I did a part 1 earlier, and this was part 2. And a few things, and I'm not gonna go over a lot of this today because we wanna keep going, and because there's, you know, two shows out here that, and I always tell you, you know, if you're in doubt, just go back, and not even if you're in doubt, go back and listen to the show, because you're just not gonna pick up all the things that's being said most of the time, because some of you, I know, after listening to me, your mouth is open like, oh, did he really say that? Wow, did he really say that? So I want you to go back and be able to listen to the show. Take your time where you won't be in the state of like a bunch of oohs and ahs. I can't believe that preacher said that. So I want you to be able to go back and listen to it. But we talked about prosperity conscious, maintaining prosperity conscious, because we realize that it's two states of consciousness that people deal with. One of them is prosperity consciousness, and one is poverty consciousness. And God knows, it seems to be there's a whole lot more poverty consciousness going on planet Earth right now than there are prosperity consciousness. There are so many people feeling down, so many people feeling under the water, so many people not having clarity of what they want in their lives, and they are being controlled by these states of consciousness, especially by their poverty consciousness. It's keeping them sick. It's keeping them financially broke. It's keeping them out of good and positive relationships. There's a whole lot of things that happen. And all of us have some of those things happen in between about our life. Just because you are in a positive state of consciousness today don't mean that poverty can't sneak in on you the next day and the next hour. You got to be really careful and stay aware and really work on yourself to make sure that doesn't show up in your life. So these are real, real, real serious things that need to be taken care of and really things that need to be brought to the forefront, because it is important, and because so many of you are suffering from these things. I mean, just like every day I talk to people who are in the midst of having challenges based on something that's coming out of the state of fear. And we found out that fear is the biggest thing that causes people to suffer from a poverty consciousness. You know, it's usually either the fear of failure or the fear of success. They work so close together, it's hard to even to identify the difference in them sometimes. And sometimes they overlap. You know, you'd be fearful of success because you're afraid if you become so successful, someone's going to have high expectations of you that you cannot live up to from the start, and that you do not want to be feel as if people are going to be burdening you down and chasing you down and trying to get something from you or trying to take something from you. So you don't even do it because you don't want that state of consciousness around. You don't want to be like that because you don't want people to feel that they can take advantage of you or do something like that, which is absolutely crazy because nobody can take advantage of you unless you allow them to. Okay, but anyway, a lot of you have those kind of things, and you have a tendency to self-destruct. Regardless of how good the project going, you will self-destruct right when you're getting close to the finish of the project, because you know that once you complete that project, then you gotta own it. You gotta take real responsibility of it, and you can't back out anymore because people know that you got the capability of doing what it is that you say you can do or what you just proved you can do. So you have to move forth and get that done. Okay, and a lot of people have a real problem with that. I'm telling you guys, it's more than what you would think. Like people saying, "Oh, I want to have this, I want to have that," and they be going for it. Then when they get close to the finish line, it just blows up because they, from a conscious standpoint, they think that's what they want and they think that's what they do. But on a subconscious level, there's something else going on down deep in that subconscious mind. And I've told you, show in and show out, that you got to work with reprogramming your subconscious mind if you want to move anywhere and do anything. Okay, so that's important. Next, we talk about the fear of poverty, the fear that won't let you get started because you feel that you are not capable of doing it. You don't have the confidence and you don't even try. Although you can overcome it if you try. Most of you are so frozen on fear that you won't even allow you to do anything or move out of your box because you're so afraid that you're not going to be able to do it, and people are going to ridicule you, and people are going to talk about you, and people are going to put you down because you're not able to do what it is that the public is looking at you to do. so you don't even try. I think I may have told many of you, the fear, overcoming your fear of things is what will be able to allow you to be able to move forward. I tell you many times about my experience with Walking Fire with Tony Robbins, and the fear of stepping down on 2,000 degree of hot cold can be very fearful. But once you do it, and I realize that that's it, once you step down and move forward again to do it, fear will melt like ice. Fear will just dissolve itself once you decide to take on the task. I ain't telling you go out and walk on no fire, okay, because I know most of y'all ain't going to be prepared to do that no way. So don't be running. I'm going to walk on fire this evening. I don't want to hurt you, coming, but you don't have no feet no more because you walked on fire and you were not mentally ready for that, because that takes the preparation, okay? But anyway, I just use that as an example that you need to be able to put your – you overcome the fears, overcome those things that have done. And those fears, most of those fears, beloved ones, have been given to you so far back. There's so many people that put you down and made you feel worthless, you know, even from your childhood. They made you feel you wasn't worth it, you know, that you didn't have anything going for yourself and you never accomplished anything. And some of us got into bad relationships and our spouses beat us down and made us feel like we wasn't worth nothing, and that we wasn't good enough to be in their presence, or wasn't good enough to be in their company, and they made us feel very small. And guess what? We bought into it. We bought into it that we now feel, and it's still operating in your mind today, that you are still feeling this, that you are not worthy because of what somebody else said you're worthiness of. And that is really a sad situation, because those people are going on with their lives, and many of them doing things, and some of them even going on the other side. And you are still sitting here holding on to those fears and holding on to those bad feelings that these people left with you, and still controlling your life, and they know where in your life, and you allow them to be able to be controlled. And I told you, dude, that you have to reprogram your subconscious mind and get all that stuff out of your head so you can move forward, beloved one. And you cannot do that until you allow to unblock yourself and allow yourself to move out of those bad situations. That is so important for you to do. That's why it is so important for you to go back, listen to the shows, and so you can understand how to unlock yourself. I have laid you a groundwork, and these shows are all archived, like I said, and you can go back and listen to help you. If you're not able to listen every week and you're just tuning in now and you wasn't able to tune in before, you missed a couple weeks, go back and listen to the previous shows. It will walk you through the process of what I'm talking about, and they'll be able to get you to that next level to be able to move forward and to allow it to move. See, because that's causing you a problem. Now, there's prosperity consciousness, which is a beautiful thing. Okay, because when you got prosperity consciousness going on, that means you're living in a positive state of mind. And in a can-do mind, you are knowing in your mind that you can accomplish things, you can do things, and you can allow things to happen because you feel confident and you know that you can do it. That's what you call a prosperous thinking mind of state, that you can bring forth and manifest desires of your heart and desires of your soul based on what is going on inside of you, beloved one. And that is so, so important for you to be able to do that, to be able to allow that energy inside of you to be able to do it and accomplish it. Because when you're at that state of prosperity consciousness, that's when stuff begins to show up even when you're not even requesting it. That's when you get blessings when you don't even know they're coming, because you're operating on a prosperity consciousness. Remember I was telling you about, you know, sometimes you just – things just show up in your lives in a way that is unbelievable. And you don't even know why it's happening, but it's happening, and you're being blessed by something. That's because the probability thinking and prosperous consciousness that you're having are attracting to you what you want. So that's a good time now to shift into what we'll be talking about today, which is an important thing. It's called How to Apply the Law of Attraction. Now, I know for a fact that many of you have heard about this law of attraction thing, and it's been going on there for a while, and some people would want you to think that the law of attraction happened with the Secret movie, which came out, I don't know, what, maybe 10 years ago? And they want you to think that that's when people finally tapped into the law of attraction. But you know what? I am here to tell you that the law of attraction was around when man was conceived. So this is not a new law. It's not, it's old, but people are just beginning to come into the understanding of this law. And that this law of attraction is a universal law, beloved ones. This law is equally as important and more important than any man-made laws that are there. Just because you cannot see it written on paper does not mean that it is not there. It is there, and it is there to help you to regulate you through this earthly journey and to what you do. God didn't make no mistakes. He knew what he was doing when he put together these universal laws that are going to help you to be better and come along with this. So, beloved one, these laws have been here since the beginning of time. That's, you know, it's just, it's there. And now the things that I have been sharing with you for the last 6 or 7 weeks are all part of this law of attraction. All part of the law of attraction is getting your mental mind straight, where you are allowing your things to start showing up as you so desire them to be, not as you do not want them to be. But I also told you that you have to, these, your thoughts and your feelings and everything, it is filtered into your self-conscious mind, and that is where the action is, and that's where the action takes place, where you have to be. So, and that's where the law of attraction begins to work too. You see, beloved one, you are pure energy. Your thoughts are energy, and your mind is like a magnet. Do you hear what I say? Your mind is a magnet. Any of you play with magnets and you know that you rub across something, it will attract and pull it and hold it to it. That is the same thing that your mind does, okay? In other words as well, your mind is like a frequency. How many of you listen to the radio? I've been on radio station. You know, when you tune to a certain station, you're tuning into a frequency. So when you are allowing the law of attraction, where it's operating on a frequency also. Now, these frequencies can be frequency that is putting out bad information, or putting out a signal that's putting out good and positive information. But whatever signal that you're putting out, guess what? You're getting it back. And you're getting it back more powerful than you put it out. So that's why it is so important that we go down the road of thinking and feeling and allowing only the good and only the positive to show up in our lives and allow our lives to move in that direction, beloved one. Because, see, mankind has this law for so long, and they really don't understand it. They don't understand. Most people don't understand that they are magnets, their minds are, and that whatever they're sending out is coming back. So you have to be so powerful, so careful, because when you send it out, beloved ones, it's coming out of your mind on a frequency that could be very low, and so it's going out into the universe there and where into the pool of other frequencies that are speeding up and bringing it back. Whether it's good or bad, it's going into a bigger pool, to the universal pool. Even if it's negativity, there's a pool of negativity out there too. And so when that thing comes back and hits you, it's going to come back and hit you, knock you off your feet sometime, and come back when you least expect it and least need for it to show up in your life. And I mean, when I say sending things out, I'm not talking about just your action. I'm talking about your thoughts and your deeds and your feelings. Anything you do as a human being is operated by the law of attraction. That law of attraction will operate everything that goes on inside of you, beloved ones. So you have to be so concerned about what you think, what you feel, what you do. Then the beautiful thing about it on the thought process it really has to get down to the subconscious level where you really begin to feel the effect of. That's where all the actions come. When you're thinking constantly about things and it is not on your subconscious mind, you don't too much have to worry about that. You've been your subconscious, your conscious mind is thinking things for you. But once you get into that deep feeling of that subconscious mind, that's when the thoughts begin to take hold, and that's when it begin to create for you and begin to bring things back in your life based on what you have sent out there. And so some people say, well, Minister, how long does it take for those thoughts to come back, and how do I have to deal with it? Well, I tell you what, beloved one, that based on your individual consciousness. Wherever your consciousness is wherever your thoughts will be, and that's how powerful your thoughts will be. If you are one of those people who most of the time stay in high frequency and try to do the most positive and uplifting things and try to move in the right direction, your thoughts, your energy, that's going out, going to come back faster. So when you are in, especially if you are raising a high frequency and high consciousness, you cannot afford to be able to do anything that's going to cause disruption on your life, because it comes back so fast and it comes back so powerful, just knocks you right off your feet sometimes because it happened. You don't believe that it came back so fast, but you're operating now, you're vibrating at that high level, so that's why it comes back so fast. It's so powerful because you're operating at that level. So you have to make sure that you're doing the things you should do and the action and taking the right action at all times. Because if not, you're going to get spanked. The universe is going to spank you. Now, people who don't care, people who haphazardly go through life and think about much, you know, the universal law, those thoughts don't necessarily come back to them so fast. It comes back, and it comes back. And it comes back, and it comes back, and it keeps them further in the hole because it is now coming back and compounding what they're already allowing to happen. The law of attraction is bringing it back to them double, triple, and, you know, it's almost like it takes them almost a lifetime sometimes to be able to get into that next state of awareness because they got so much stuff coming back to them, and it's hard for them to break out. They can't break out of that cycle of bad stuff keeps showing up. You know, you people and year after year, they're going through the same identical thing. You be saying, why are you keep having these same kind of problems going on in your life? That's because you are sending out the same kind of energy, and so you're getting the same kind of problems, beloved one. You have, in order to change your station, you have to change the dial. You can't keep dialing in on one station expecting to hear another kind of music. You know, if you listen to a station that's a gospel station or a station that's a jazz station or a rock station, they got a frequency for that. So if you keep turning on the jazz station, that's what you're going to get. You're not going to get rock because you're dead, because that's not what they play in there. So when you keep allowing yourself to be able to be and allow that energy to come through you to keep you at that state of consciousness where you keep allowing those negative energies and negative things to come through and keep you captured and hold you in bondage, beloved ones, you're just going to get more of it, more of it, more of it. Now, I don't think that this audience that's listening here, that I have to preach very much about that, because I think you people are pretty conscious and pretty aware of what's going on. I know some of you, you're having some challenges and things happen, but overall, I know that you're at least working toward trying to change your conditions and trying to put yourself in a different state of consciousness and a different state of awareness so that you don't have to allow these things to keep showing up in your life, you know? So you have to be prepared. So as far as like I said, things show up fast in people's lives based on where they are. Me personally, beloved ones, I don't mess around. I don't mess around. I try very diligently not to mess around, to allow things to be able to get into my thought and my process, because I understand that I do a lot of work. I've been on this path for almost 40 some years. So I mean, I'm operating and having these thoughts and constantly staying in a higher level of consciousness and constantly communicating with things. My thoughts are now becoming to be very powerful for me. I'm able to put them out there and reap the benefits of them, or reap not the benefits based on the moments when I allow negativity to sleep in. So, and I'm telling you right now, I'm just like you all are. I have some negative moments myself. I may not have as many of them because I work harder to do it. But when I allow that negative energy to go out, it comes back so fast, smack me so hard that I'd be saying, Lord, 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 why did I do that? And usually I know what I did in order to bring it back so fast and what I did to create that kind of energy. And most of you know that too. When things start happening for you, stop for a moment and think about it. Most of the time you'll realize that you are the one who caused that to happen to you. And you are realizing that it can't. You always cause it to happen to you because you're always vibrating. The law of attraction never turns off. So you're always in that state of mind where things are coming back to you at the pace that you're coming. So, and the fact that, like I said there, you know, I'm involved in my spirituality, my meditation, everything I do. To me, it is so important that I stay in high frequency. Now, I'm one of them kind of people, I could be in the grocery store, right? And a clerk will ring me up and not paying much attention to what they're doing and give me $5, $10, $15 more money than what they supposed to be. You know what? I immediately don't give hesitation. I say, hey, you overrate. You gave me too much money back. And I am not taking this because I do not want the consequences of taking something from somebody that I know that it belonged to me, because that young lady, young guy that working that cash register going to have to be accountable for that. So if you take that money, you think you may be getting away, but you ain't getting away for nothing because you're going to have to pay for that. And that may be a mistake that you made, but you're going to pay for it because you accepted that. And you accepted it and you took it. I've had situations where, you know, not just maybe being happy and being through that, I walk through the store and I look at something and I grab it, and I may not even buy nothing at that moment. But I walk out the door and I realize I got the thing still in my hand. You know what I mean? I said, through the grace of God, that I never got caught for shoplifting for anything. But I have the thing in my hand. And when I get out of the store, I realize, oh, my God, I got the thing. And so I immediately go back and return it to where it is, because I do not want that kind of karma. That's karma, beloved one, and that's energy that you do not need to do, because I know what the consequences of for doing wrong and not allowing things to do that. Not only that, and just in my thought process, when I'm thinking ill thoughts about people or not allowing, being in a mystic moment for a moment and allowing those thoughts of whatever to come in and creep into my mind, I immediately ask for forgiveness, immediately rechange my thinking process, because I don't want it coming back. I don't want it coming back because I understand the law of attraction. And I beg of you to please understand it too, because if you don't, you're going to get it back. Beloved one, you don't get away with nothing in the universe. Nothing do you get away. You are held accountable for everything that goes on. Everything, especially, comes out of your subconscious thought. Like I tell you before, you know, some things you think about things on a conscious level, that's not bad. But when you allow it to get into your feeling world and into your what's your world, you getting it back. It's come back around to you. And when it come back around, it's going to spank you and hit you and knock you down when you least expect it. Now, on the other hand, beloved one, I've also had those experiences where I've been standing in food lines or in lines in the store, and people just walk up and say, hey, I'm going to pay for his stuff. I kind of look at him like that. Say, yeah, I'm paying for you. Don't worry. They tell the cashier, let him go. I'm going to pay for him. You know, I've been in the grocery store. It happened one time in the grocery store. It must have happened 3 or 4 times in 1 week. I'm standing in line. Somebody walked up behind me, and one person in front of me, hey, I'm going to pay for his. And I'm saying, okay, you know, this is interesting. But I do understand that apparently I must have done something to deserve it. I usually give a lot of money to homeless people or whatever, anybody I can help, and try to always give a smile, give an encouragement word. So I'm thinking the universe is giving me back what I'm giving out. So it is so important that you continue to do that. So I beg of each of you, beloved one, to strive to do the right thing. Okay, I cannot overemphasize to you in any kind of way to do the right thing. Okay, because you're going to be blessed. You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to know that you've done the right thing. And the right thing is always the right thing to do. And there's never a time where you don't know what the right thing is. You know what I mean? You don't know what the right thing is. You can sit there and tell me that you did something and you didn't realize what you're doing. You knew it was right or wrong before you did it. You may have did it anyway because you thought you could get away with it. We all have, including myself. We do things sometimes and we think, oh, I can get away with this. Or it ain't going to matter. It matters. It matters to the universe. It might not matter to the average person on the planet, but it matters to the universe. What you have put out there is going to come back to you. You know, it might not spank you from a conscious standpoint, but the universe is going to get you back for what you have done, especially when you know you've done something wrong and you have done that. If you got to think about it, you got to have a second question about, wow, that's the right thing to do? Then don't do it. Don't do it, beloved one. Don't do it. If you got to give any thought to whether your action is right or wrong, then don't do it. Do not do it. Do not allow it to be. Now, on the other hand, I'm telling you, the law of prosperity and the law of attraction works on the reverse. When you do good things for people, go out and be willing to help people. Be willing to give of yourself. Be willing to give a smile. Don't cause nothing. Be willing to give a kind word. Be willing to help somebody across the street, an older person, or somebody you see in distress. And I'm not saying stop on the corner and give every person with a hand a basket of some money, but hey, you know, some situations, you know, people are really that look like they really need it. If you got it, give it to them. It ain't gonna hurt you, because the universe don't give it back to you anyway, and usually the universe don't give it that back to you triple, double, and quadruple. So, you know, you better off to just to do that and to be able to do something. I had a friend of mine one time, and what she would do, she would go get a rock and leave a $10 bill on top of the gas pump. And because she knows that somebody's going to come along and need that $10 bill. When they only had $3, $4 in their pocket to get gas, they was able to go use the $10 to get gas. You know, do things like that to create situations like that. Beloved ones, I'm telling you, you have to store up a bank of goodness as well. So I am telling you to begin to operate with the law, knowing that what you put out is coming back. So, and you do not have in any way have the luxury or the time to be able to allow yourself to deal in negative and put negative stuff out there, because that negative stuff is wearing your life out. And you're wondering why you're not making any progress. You're wondering why you're stuck on the same dead end situation that you were stuck on 10, 15 years ago. That's because you have allowed that kind of energy to do. So learn to be a giver. Because if you do, even if you have done a lot of things that is not for your highest good, if you go and give of yourself, the universe will begin to lessen your karma, and you will find that you've been able to give, you know, more back in a positive action. Okay, so the best way to overcome negativity is to do positive things. So if you know you have not done your share, or you have not been the person that you should have been or could have been, and not done the things that you need to do, then go out and make it an effort today to go do something to be able to help someone. Go to the nursing home. Go to the homeless shelter. Go somewhere and help and serve and be able to do something and give back to people, so the universe can start rewarding you based on what it is that you're putting out, not based on what it is that you have done. Now, still, that don't take away from your responsibility to renew and change the thoughts in your subconscious mind. You still are responsible for that, but you are trying to lessen some of these things that are overwhelming you. So you want to be able to have the universe to replace itself with some of these positive actions now, rather than with the negative things that's been going on inside of your mind and what's going on inside of you. You need to do that. You need to be able to do that to allow that to happen, because once you begin to allow that thing to happen on a positive thing, stuff's going to show up. I'm telling you, I have been, you know, went to the mailbox and got checked in the mail for people or for something I never even knew I was getting a check back for, or something I just all of a sudden money began to show up. I've had situations where I have walked down the street and money shows up. You know, I've had many days, you know, I walk down the street and look down, there's a $20 on the floor now, okay? That's great. Now, just because that happened, I don't want all of you rushing over my house trying to follow me around trying to pick up the money, okay? Because it don't happen every day, beloved ones, but it does happen, okay? And I'm grateful and blessed for that fact. So I'm going to always keep trying to give to the point where I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be storing enough stuff up in my spiritual bank and into my bank, or where I can be able to bring back good things and allow good things to come back into my life. Because if you don't do them, the reverse is not what you want. The reverse is not what you want. So be sharing, my beloved ones. You all, everybody out there, have ability to be able to share a word. You know, encourage somebody. Go and you see somebody down and someone going through a lot of things, go give them a word of encouragement. You see a young person that's going through a lot of struggle and having a lot of conflict going on in their life, go give them a word of encouragement. Tell them, hey, it's going to be okay. There's a universal God force that'll take care of you. They may not understand it at this moment, but if you tell them, There's a God inside of you that is more powerful than that which is on the outside of you, and you can learn how to use it and tap into that God force inside of you. They will be to the blessing. They may, like I said, may not understand it right then and there, but you are planting seeds. And that's your job, beloved one, to plant seeds into the mind of people who are not aware, not conscious of what's going on. That's your responsibility to do that, to be able to give people an opportunity to be able to rise up. That's why you're here. Many of you out there are light workers. And light workers, that's your job as a light worker, to be able to encourage and to be able to lift people up. So, you know, allow that to come through. Allow that to be. Allow that energy to come through. Allow the spirit in you to be able to see the goodness in other people. Beloved ones, learn to start seeing God in other people. When you look in and see God in other people, that's going to reflect on the God in you. And that's also part of the law of attraction. When you see good in others, others are seeing good in you. When you see others in a bad frame of mind, others are seeing you in a bad frame of mind too. So learn to be able to look into people and see the goodness of them. Although they may not be acting like they're very good right now, but you are planting seeds inside of them that will give them inspiration, motivation to maybe want to do good or be better at some point in their lives. So it is your responsibility to do that. God has given you, especially when you listen to this wisdom and this knowledge, and many of you listen to other things that way, you know, that not only what I'm telling you, but many of you are online, many of you are reading part of the books and powerful books to be able to help yourself and to raise your stuff up. Don't be selfish. Give it back. Give it back. You learn something and you know that it works and it's positive, it's good, share it with someone else so they can have the benefits of having that energy to come into their lives as well, beloved one. God didn't give you all that wisdom and knowledge for you just to keep. Are you serious? You think that God brought you into understanding the wisdom and knowledge of who and whom you are to be able to keep that information locked up inside of you and to use for you only and use it selfishly for yourself? No. God gives you the ability to open your mind up so you can be able to share. I told a minute to you before that you came here for a purpose of developing your own state of consciousness as well as to come and to serve humanity. So whenever you are giving something of yourself, when you are serving to others, you're giving to, you are helping the overall consciousness of the world. You're helping the overall consciousness of the country. And God knows most of us can look around there and we know that our country right now need a lot of conscious building. We need a lot of people to stand up and begin to share and to give love and to put love out in the universe so we can try to change these conditions that's going on now. If not, it's going to be self-destructive. Many of you may have heard about Atlantis and all the other planets and all the other special places in the, out on the in on the Earth rim that was there, and people became so big-headed and so overwhelmed and so self-indulged in their own individual that they forgot about love and got about their body and the universe, and then all that negative energy become to the point where it becomes self-explosive. Beloved one, your mind is so powerful and so unique. And what's happening here in America today, they are creating so much negativity on every frame and every cell. They are building up this negative. That's why it's harder for you to go out nowadays and even feel good because there's so much negative energy in the air. So we who know better and understand better have a total responsibility to stay in high frequency, to stay positive, and to bring forth love and to bring forth energy to be able to change these conditions on this planet. That is your responsibility, and that is part of the universal love of giving and receiving, beloved one. When you begin the law of attraction, when you give out love, love has got to come back. You can, it do not become void. And don't worry about, you know, you giving love to somebody. You say, oh, I'm loving that person, but that person ain't loving me. That person ain't giving back to me. Don't worry about that. It ain't that responsibility to love you anyway. The universe will send you back love. They will send people in you that will give you more love and make you feel more loving that other person would even conceive of giving you. So give of yourself, beloved one. Allow yourself to be able to go out there and to be able to do those things which help others to be able to do that. Be a loving being. Be a light, you know. Be a light. Be a beacon. Be the kind of person that doing the right thing to the best of your ability. None of us are perfect, and none of us came here on this earth rim with perfection already inside of our genes. We did and we didn't. because we have the ability to do that, but many of us don't because we come here to learn certain things, and so we're going through stuff. But the process is that be to the point where you are arriving, your vibration to the point where you are making a difference. It is your responsibility to try to help make a difference on the planet, beloved one. You and you are here to do to make a difference on the planet. And we're grateful that God has given the opportunity to be able to share and to have the wisdom and the knowledge. I am so grateful to be able to share this time with you every Sunday and to bring this kind of teaching to you to let you know that you are gifted and that you are talented and that you are God in action and that you have the ability because you are co-creators of God because the Spirit of God is within you and you are powerful and you can make a change and you can make a difference. And if no one ever told you that before, I'm here to tell you today, you are powerful. You are individualized expression of God, beloved one. You are made in the image of God. So as just as God was creating mankind, he looked and said, let us make them in our image. And he was not talking about the physical look, but he was talking about that spiritual energy that gives inside of each one of us. That spirit that's inside of each one of us are the spirit that we're talking about when you're talking about that you are one with God. That is the energy. So allow that spirit to come out. Allow yourself to give. Allow yourself to share. And allow yourself to be more positive. Find a way to express your spirituality. Find a way to give of your spirituality. Find a way to go out and help. And find a way to be able to raise yourself up to those higher states of consciousness, higher states of wealth, because they will make a difference in your life. Because when you are vibrating at a higher level, beloved ones, things will show up different in your life. You will begin to show up with opulence in your life that you didn't even know was even there for you. The universe is full of opulence, stuff that's out there waiting for you to come. But you're operating on low frequency, and so the opulence is just getting away from you. And it's being stored up for you. I don't know if many of you heard the prayer of Jabez, but anyway, it talks about your gifts and all the precious things that are stored up for you. And most of the people go to the grave with the music unplayed because you don't even tap into it and even get the things that the universe has in store for you because you are not understanding who and whom you are, beloved one. I am here to wake you up to who you are because I know that you are divine beings having a human experience. Through that whole process, I know that you can and will and should do much better because if you don't, then that's that law. The law of attraction going to come back and cause you more problems than ever before. Now that you know, and guess what, beloved ones? Once you have been told and once you have been exposed to the truth, then if you don't do the right thing, then the universe spanks you even more. You hear what I'm saying? You have been better off not even listening to this show today. If you realize that what you've been exposed to and what you are now responsible for, because you now are responsible to take action, because spirit has allowing it that energy to come through. I'm just a vessel, beloved ones. You know, hey, the things I'm telling you about right now, spirit is just flowing that energy through me and allowing it just to come out. I'm not operating on no script. I'm just allowing spirit to flow in, to come in, to be all that it is, and to assume me to be able to share with you and to bring you what the word that's needed in order to be able to raise you to a higher state of consciousness so you can help make a difference. You can help make a difference. We each one of us are needed. Just because you're one individual person, you may say, it's only me. I'm only one person. Don't make a difference. One person can change the world. One person can change the world based on what it is that you bring. Jesus Christ proved that. Martin Luther King proved that. So we all have inside of us this God thing that can make us make a difference. And we have to wake up to that and put forth that energy. So when we're putting forth that energy, we're allowing that law of attraction to go out into the universe, to permeate into itself. So every time speak a positive thought, that energy just going outside of you and just going boo, 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 and just multiplying and getting stronger and stronger, and that positive energy. And then you come back one day when you need it the most, something come and just wake you up and make you feel positive, make you feel good. That's because you put it out there. You put it out there like that. So I'm telling you to work more diligently to stay in a frame of high frequency, high vibration, and to allow yourself to vibrate at a level where you are attracting into your life that which you want instead of what you don't want. Because so many people I heard, oh, well, I really didn't want this to happen to me. I really didn't want that. But guess what, beloved ones? The universe don't give a darn about what you want based on your subconscious mind. Whatever you put out there, you're getting it back. So it's operates like a computer. It doesn't reckon. It doesn't analyze. It just do, because you're putting it out like that. You're allowing it to go out into the universe like that. So it's just giving you back what you're putting out there. So you are the one that has to be responsible to make sure you're putting the right actions out there. So you, beloved ones, can get the right action back. You can get the right things back in your life to allow yourself to be able to do it. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for your children. Be an example. Be a light. Allow someone to be able to be able to come to you and say, hey, what's going on with you, brother, sister? What is it that makes you so illuminated, make you so special, make you so feeling and looking so divine? And you just say, hey, I am now in touch with the God in me. I recognize that God and I am one. I am an individualized expression of God. And you know what, brother and sister? You got it too. So all you got to do is wake up to the idea and understand that you too got that God thing going on inside of you. And you too are direct image of God. You too are a child of God. And so I ain't got nothing special that you don't have. That's like beloved Jesus said. Beloved Jesus said, what things I do, you can do too. Ain't nothing special with me. I have tapped in to understand that God and I are one, and I know how to do that. And that's all the other higher elevated beings that have come on the planet. They come into understand of who they are. And once they begin to come to the planet of who they are, then they can give according to that. So you, beloved ones, have that ability to do that also. But you have to recognize it. You have to, and you need to, because when you're doing that, you're working the law of attraction. So every time you're stepping forth, every time you're making a difference, every time you're allowing yourself to be used as a vessel, every time you help someone who is less fortunate than yourself, you are operating in the law of attraction, because you're giving out things that come back to you. Everything you do, it ain't necessarily has to be your money, but you can use it in time, your time. When you're giving your time, the universe will allow you to be able, the law of attraction is still working. All the time, this law of attraction never, never, never turns off, beloved ones. That's why I'm telling you, the law of attraction has been here ever since mankind has been here. It's nothing new under the sun. This law of attraction has been around for eons and years and years and years. But now you learn to understand, and you're becoming aware of it. And as you become aware of more things, then you become, in tune to it. So now you operate. But the law of attraction is not the only universal law out there. There's many universal laws out there that we need to learn how to tap into, operate, and to be able to do it. I'm just sharing one of them with you today, because I feel so strongly about it, because I know that it's affecting your life at the level that it's affecting your life, and you need to be able to tap in to use it and to be able to tap into to push yourself to the point where you are making a difference, beloved ones. I know that each one of you are special beings out there, and you have the ability to make a difference. So that's why I'm saying I am starting a spiritual revolution, because I want enough people out there to begin to understand who they are and begin to take on their God self and their love self and to make a difference. That would be the revolution. That's where the change is going to come from, when enough of us step up to the position of understanding who we are and begin to take position of who we are and begin to take away the world from the haters and bring forth love. That's what the revolution I'm talking about. That's the kind of spiritual revolution that I want to introduce into the world. I want people to rise to that point where they can begin to operate at that God consciousness. Allow the God consciousness to be the force that changes the destination of the people on planet Earth. That's what the revolution is about. The revolution is about you understanding the God consciousness in you and your ability to make a difference and to be able to help anyone and help someone else to be able to move to that state. So we say, thank you, God, for allowing that God self to come through. Thank you, God, for allowing that energy to come through. We are so, so, so grateful for that. So, beloved ones, I want to thank you so much for showing up today, and I want to thank Spirit for showing up, because I just became an open channel today to allow Spirit to flow in. I prepared a little something, but I knew that I needed Spirit to show up in the way, and it did too, beloved ones. I don't know if you feel it, but I feel it. I know the Spirit has showed up today in a most marvelous and wonderful, miraculous way than ever before. So I say thank you, Spirit, for showing up. So we're gonna, close out. I just want to thank each one of you for coming and being here, and all of you who have not visited the website, please do so. www.theholisticministry. By the way, I'm probably gonna be making some changes on that website pretty soon. So you may go there and the site is not up, because I'm gonna do some on the site. But anyway, I want you to be able to go there and leave comments or leave a love donation that if you choose to, it's up to you. There's those, I don't do no begging, you know, because I believe the universe of God will take care of everything, and this word needs to get out, so God will provide the way for it to do it. So thank you. And I just want to thank you guys for showing. I thank you for showing up. I am grateful that you showed up, that you took your time out of your schedule to show up and to be able to be a part. So we're going to close out with prayer because we know that God has been so good to us today and allow us to be here. So Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and we give thanks and we give praises for your lovely and most powerful energy and your most powerful dynamic word today to allow us to come to the point of being able to utilize our mind, to utilize our heart, and utilize spirit to operate the law of attraction in our own lives, that we would be able to create the things that we want to show up in our lives instead of the things we don't. We would be able to do it because based on what we're putting out, we will begin to be more loving, more caring, more sharing of ourselves, that we will be able to make a difference in the universe. We begin to understand that we will take responsibility for our actions, give each one of us the ability to take responsibility, have enough mind power, enough discipline to begin to do the things which is for our highest good, the things that we need to do in order to move to the next level. Wake us up. Don't let us rest. Don't let us do anything other than what we need to do in order to be able to move to that next stick of level to be able to bring about the change that we need to do. We know that we have come here to serve and to serve on different levels. Each one of us come here with different purposes, and some of us come here for collective purposes. But anyway, we want everybody, we thank you, God, for giving all of us the ability to be able to go about this week, that we will begin to see God in everybody that we come across. We'll begin to give a smile, give a love, give a kind word to any human being that we see, that we'll begin to change the world with each one person at a time. We can just make a difference in one person's life. That's the responsibility we have, God. And we thank you for giving us that ability to be able to come forth and to be able to be that light, to be that beacon, to be that soul that helped make a change, that helped change someone's life, that we are be bold this week, that we step up and be able to pray for people and to be able to help people out and to be able to make a change in other people's lives. We know that we have the power. We know that you've given us that strength and that power to do that. So we say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this most wonderful and marvelous Sunday evening and all that you have allowed to come through. I thank you, God. I thank you for it. I personally thank you, God, for allowing to mute myself to be used in a way. I thank you for all these beautiful souls out there who are listening today and who are in the process of making a change in their life, and those who, because they are the light of the world that never fails. These beloved ones are the light of the world that never fails, and we know they're going to go out and they're going to make a change, and they're going to help the universe become more powerful, more loving, and more caring. So thank you, God, and I thank each one of you beloved ones for showing up this weekend, and I ask you just to continue to come back and continue to bring someone, continue to share that information. So we give gratitude to God and all the higher beings and all the archangels, individual angels, our guardian angels, all those people who are there to bring forth and to that we keep going. And we ask that this ministry continue to grow, God. Bring forth the energy. Bring forth the people who need to hear this message. Allow them to come in to be able to tune in. However it needs to be tapped in, allow them to come so they can make a difference, so we can make a difference, beloved one. So we can go out and become, spread this spiritual revolution around, that we'll begin to move forth and take away the world from the haters and allow the lovers to take over the planet. That is the world that we so desire, that we bring in that spiritual energy. So we say thank you, God, for opening the door. We thank you for all that you allow us to have this week, next week, and so it is. So, beloved ones, I want to thank you, and hopefully you'll make it. I know you will. I'm not going to say hopefully. I know you'll make it back next week, and I just want you to go out and share with your friends and family and people, let them know that this radio show is on air, and by all means, if you're listening online, you can go back and re-listen to the show. You can call somebody and tell them, hey, I just heard this show, this minister was really giving the truth, and I want you to listen to it and have people to go back and listen to the show. I'm still not sure about people calling in, how that works, but I do know if you're on the computer, you could go back and re-listen to the show weeks and days. There's shows that are archived out that have been out there for years. You know, I probably have over 50-some shows that are there. So anyway, Take care, beloved ones, and so it is. Amen.